This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We have a supposed pandemic that's happening all over the world, right? This Chinese bioweapon that was unleashed from the Wuhan Virology Lab in Wuhan, China, is ravaging the world. That's what we're told. So my question is this: why isn't most of the world worried about it? Are you personally seriously concerned about Wu Flu? Where does it rank in terms of your things? It may be in your top 10, for example. Where does it fit? Is it number one? Because I'm going to tell you right now, it is not number one in my house. Two of us have had it. Melissa told me the other day, she says, oh, I'm feeling a little sore throat or whatever. I said, well, she goes, well, still on the regimen. So we're not too concerned. She's got underlying conditions, but we're okay. I think most of the people around the world aren't really giving a whole lot of thought to it. They're probably in half of the world. I bet they're more concerned about finding a meal. Yeah. I think people in Chicago that are prepping for the weekend, do you think they're concerned about Wu Flu as they get ready to go out and party and do whatever Chicagoans do? In the case of black Chicagoans, you think they're concerned about the Wu Flu as they go about their daily lives in the hood? Don't forget the mask, Ray Ray. No, bruh, don't forget that gat. Don't forget that gun, boy. Welcome, people. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com. So I can only imagine what people felt when, say, smallpox broke out. I can only imagine. I'm going to get into polio maybe this hour, maybe another day, because Fauci made a comment about it, and a guy, I think Daniel Greenberg, wrote a very interesting article on it. But let's just use smallpox. And again, somebody gets smallpox and it has these little things on your face, and then another person got another, and it became a scourge, a pandemic. Now, let me tell you, if you were out and about and I saw those little red dots on you and people were dying at the rate they were dying in smallpox, and I don't have the numbers, maybe we'll get them before the next segment. Can one of you guys look that up for me? So if you were doing, finding out, oh my gosh, people are dropping like flies and they haven't even named the disease, it's smallpox, well, then they're going to call it that. And I will tell you this, you wouldn't have to tell me to quarantine, to lock down. I would do nothing that involved other people. And when they finally work out, okay, well, this is the thing that'll cure it, which it turned out to be chicken pox, and it took a while. I don't know who did it, but I would gladly take it because I would be hunkered down in my home, scared to death. What about the first flu? You couldn't even see that on somebody. I think the first flu, I don't remember which one it was, but we did a thing on it. It killed 50 million people worldwide. It was a scourge. You wouldn't have to tell me to lock down. I would lock down. I don't need a government mandate. The fear alone that the disease of people dropping like flies would make me go, oh, I'm not going out. Kev, let's go. So-and-so. Nah, man, I'm good. I had no fear of that. While we were in lockdown, I went out every single day. Most stuff wasn't open, but I was like, I'll be doggone if I stay home. There is nothing scaring me about this Wu Flu that makes me want to stay home. What about the bubonic plague? You remember that? I mean, I know you don't remember it like you weren't around, but people were like, oh, we even talk about it. I avoid that man like he had the plague. Unbelievable, folks. You know how to self-quarantine. You don't need a government to tell you. If you will stay out of the mix. Yeah, if it was bubonic plague or the first flu or smallpox in the time, with me knowing what I know now, I would tell all my friends, hey, we can Skype, we can Zoom. You know, I'm gonna run to the grocery store. I'm gonna wash all my vegetables. Let me ask you, did you bring your vegetables home and I rinse my vegetables, but did you really scrub them? Like, oh my God, I don't want to catch the Wu flu. Of course not. And neither did anybody else. Your lifestyle didn't change much except what the government mandated, because that was the real thing of, can we get you to do it? So I've been talking about lies and leftists and explaining how they don't care. They will lie to you. I was having a discussion with a fan, and he was telling me, Kevin, all these people are dying. We're seeing how we had 5 friends we lost. We have 30 people we know who died because my son's in the healthcare field. We have full hospital here, whatever. I bet you money. That hospital, wherever this guy lives, is full of illegals. I bet he's got a lot of illegals there taking up beds. I don't know the numbers, but it's a high percentage. I'll put it to you this way. When I was in the Valley in Harlingen, flew there twice, had to go there twice for different reasons. The Uber drivers, I told them, said, Kevin, the number of people coming across the border just to get treated for COVID is insane. He goes, but Americans aren't that sick. He goes, we're not the ones filling the hospitals in McAllen and, you know, Reynosa and Matamoros, well, coming across the border into Brownsville. He goes, it's Latinos coming from Central and South America and Mexico that are filling the hospitals. So I would ask the guy that sent me this, how many of those people in those hospitals are legal? Because I bet you it's a big contingent of illegals. And what about this lie? What about the worldwide numbers for Wu flu? I've already discussed Africa and India, and I'm going to have to do a recap on it in a second. But what about these areas that didn't follow Wu flu nonsensical protocols, yet they have no surge in cases or deaths? Places like Sweden. And there were other places, Poland. They didn't have, check Poland, because I'm not sure, because I'm thinking about something else for them too. But I know Sweden did. They were like, we're not shutting down. No way. But you won't hear the media talking about it or touting it. But what they will do is, oh, Sweden is now on alert. They're red alert because of the Delta variant that you can catch more easily, but nobody dies. So what are we afraid of? Where's the real scandemic that has you going, man, I ain't even thinking about it. I go out now and it's the free-for-all out there compared to what it was during lockdown. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I was mentioning I had a discussion with a fan, and he was giving me all this data about Wu Flu, and he says, Kevin, it's okay for people to get the shot. It is okay for people to get the shot. I don't care if you get it. It's on you. I'm not getting it. And we're seeing that they're trying to restrict your travel and implement all these draconian measures to force you to do it. United. All of our people have to have the shot, and they're hoping that American follows suit. United States says you can't come in unless you have the shot, proof of the shot, or a test, or whatever. Israel, from what I'm told, I don't know, but look, you can look it up. The countries that allow you in, don't allow you in, you gotta have the vaccine. I mean, are you kidding? The mark of the beast, if you're a biblical at all, this is truly the mark of the beast territory. It really is. I told Melissa the other day, I said, if they mandate a shot, I just don't get to travel. Again, if you can't find happiness around what you're doing yourself, forget about it. So guy says he's got all these cases, and I said, okay, well, let's just review the data. The Fed has lied about the number of people in America who've contracted Wu flu. It's much higher. They've lied about the number of people who've died from Wu flu. It's much lower. They won't report stats on people dying from the vaccines, not anything that you can actually empirically count. They will fudge numbers on the number of people who die. Oh, well, two bullets to the back of the head. Yeah, but he had Wu flu, so we'll count it. But they won't give you an accurate count of the number of people who've died when they took the virus. Even if you were to die within an hour of getting the shot. Well, there could have been underlying conditions. Really? So you're not getting any of that. They won't publicize stats, legitimate stats, on the people who are getting terrible side effects from the disease. They underreport the efficacy of the vaccine. No reporting on the real stats around people who would get the shot but still get the disease. And there are plenty. They're hesitant about telling people that the Delta variant can't be stopped by the Wu flu shot. They're making people who got the shot still wear masks, and they pretend it's all about the science. They've underreported that the Delta variant is more communicable but less deadly, but they still want to reinstate lockdowns and mask mandates. Why? Because of the Delta variant. On that note, they report new cases of Wu flu, but they won't tell you that few people are dying from Wu flu or the real numbers, because there's not a whole lot more money in it anymore. I ask you, if this scam was really legit, if people were concerned about it, don't you think parents would be saying, man, shoot, my kid, he's around all these sick kids. I better go get my kid back. My son, my youngest son, is 14 years old. He's been around these kids that have it. Do you know how we take it? You got a cold. When he got it, he didn't even recognize it. But we were sending him to school, and they were, oh, Dad, they're potentially going to do another lockdown. Well, you're not locking down. I mean, we were so afraid of the bubonic plague meets the Spanish flu meets the tuberculosis outbreak of 1913 that we were like, boy, get your butt to school. Now, I know some of you didn't have the same reaction as this warrior family, but look, give me the number of kids who've died. By the way, I'm going to give it to you because I have the numbers. And tell me that we've got some massive plague that's keeping kids out of school. If there's a reason why kids shouldn't go to school, and educators are, I'm too scared to go. Scam. These people lie to our faces. They're lying openly. Let me give you an example. January 6th riots, right? Trump people. Trust me, you will soon get overwhelming evidence that Democrats planned this event. Trump supporters had nothing to do with it. But we got to have a commission on it. The same way we had a commission on Russia and Ukraine and whatever other thing that they decide they want to go after somebody over, knowing that we did nothing. So, you know, I was laying out the facts for this guy, and I'm going to review some stuff that we talked about. India, 31 million cases of Wu flu versus the U.S. with 34 plus million and counting. These numbers don't jive. India has almost five times the population of the U.S. They've had fewer than 500,000 deaths, again, with five times the population of the U.S. And they have almost on par the number. They have fewer deaths in the U.S., but it's almost 2-to-1. The U.S. has more people that have actually died from the Wu flu than India, with a population of 1.5 billion people. And not anywhere nearly as sophisticated as this country. You heard me talk about Africa. Less than one-fifth the cases of Wu flu, with a population that's five times that of the U.S. Pardon me, they've had fewer than 200,000 deaths, and they've got five times the population of the U.S. Only 1.39% of Africa's population has the Wu flu vaccine. And those vaccinated are almost exclusively in five countries. So what do India and Africa have in common? I've already told you, they have no money to steal. So add this to the fact that politicians in America said black people die in greater numbers than any other nationalities, and you can clearly see the blatant lies. If Wu flu attacks black people, why is it avoided Africa? There's a whole lot of black folks there, and they're concentrated. Huh. Fact folks. You want a fact? Nothing short of an N95 mask is going to protect you from airborne viruses. In addition, another fact is there is no science around social distancing of 6 feet. Let me repeat, zero. You can't look at distribution rates of any. Let me tell you why. I'm sitting in a room right now and the air conditioner is not on. The minute the air conditioner kicks on, if you were to be able to measure a coefficient of diffusion, it would be bunk. It would be gone. The only way you have you understand diffusion is in a vacuum. That's the only place it's measurable. It's not measurable in from one room to the next. Go ask Carrier. Go ask Train. Go ask anybody that makes systems to heat and cool your house. Your house is not the same temperature anywhere. In any part of it. Move to a different part of the room. You want global climate change? Use your house. Nowhere is it the same. Go into a closet and tell me the temperature is the same in your closet as it is in your bathroom or your bedroom. Blatant lies. Oh, we need to social distance 6 feet. The MIT came out and said 6 feet, 60 feet. If you're in the same room with somebody, you're going to breathe the same air. Why do you think airplanes tell you we recirculate our air? They tell you this because they're telling you no matter how far you sit from another passenger, you are going to breathe their same air. What science? These people have no science. The science of skullduggery and lying and deceit, that's their science. The science of ripping you off, all in the name of protection, because they're going to protect you from what? Death. One of these days, nobody's going to die, right? We'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are close to 1 million more job openings and people looking for work. The Labor Department is reporting a record 10.1 million job openings in June, up from 9.5 million in May. There are now 8.6 million people out of work in the United States. Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey is holding a press conference alongside Wyoming Senator Cynthia Loomis to discuss an amendment to the bipartisan infrastructure deal. The Pennsylvania Republican says more people who exchange assets online, like cryptocurrency, should have to report what they are sending and receiving for tax purposes.
Centralized digital asset exchanges behaving as brokers should be required to report transactions just like other kinds of brokers already do.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. The Senate is set to pass an infrastructure bill. Wes Pry has what's in the bill from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The infrastructure bill is currently in the works to become law and will be voted on this week after lawmakers advance the bill Saturday. In the bipartisan bill is a mileage tax for all drivers on American roads within 1 year of passage. Senator Kevin Cramer, Republican from North Dakota, says by passing this legislation, it will make the next partisan infrastructure deal much more difficult for the Democrats.
And we make the next deal much more difficult politically for moderate Democrats to support. So we actually, in passing this, I think have created a political advantage for moderates and for conservatives in this country.
The senator says he expects a vote by Wednesday.
Pfizer is now awaiting full FDA approval of its COVID-19 vaccine. A Kaiser Family Foundation survey found 3 in 10 unvaccinated adults say they would be more inclined to get the vaccine if it was fully approved. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I felt the need to debunk this notion that a guy wrote to me. Nice guy, really is. Very respectful. And he says to me, Kevin, you know, people are really dying from this, and you shouldn't dissuade people from getting a shot. I'm not trying to dissuade you from getting a shot. I'm giving you data. You can do what you want. And I will love you like I will cuddle you and spoon with you the same as before if you get the shot. It won't matter. But I'm going to give you the facts. And the fact is government is running games. Look, we can all agree you can't trust government. You can't trust them. I can give you 5,000 non-woo-flu related facts to make you understand you can't trust government. From Clinton's emails to Fast and Furious to veterans dying on waiting lists, IRS targeting us, Obama targeting journalists, social media in cahoots with government to shut us down, misinformation, disinformation. I could go on, man. How much time you got, white people? So this guy writes to me and he's telling me, Kevin, it's okay. But no, it isn't. It is not. Look, you can make we can talk about it in terms of polio, and we will, because Daniel Greenberg of Frontline wrote an amazing article saying Fauci's wrong about polio. I even was wrong about it because I was like, I understand what people had to get polio, this, that, but there was a thing between Jonas Salk and his contemporary where they were like, do we use live virus or man-made virus and all this other stuff that we'll get into. So it isn't as cut and dry, but here's the thing. It was held in a public forum. People could make up their own minds because they had the right information. Let me ask you this. Do you think that there would be, let's just say for the sake of discussion that I'm right, that there are 50 million people in America with Wu flu, and instead of 600, let's just say 700,000 dying, only 100,000 died, okay? And you learn that the shot, instead of 11,000 people having adverse effects, that indeed it's 150,000 people who've died and another million who've had adverse effects. Would it change the way you view it? Now, in that little thought exercise, only a moron would answer, no, Kevin, I would still get the shot. That's all I'm saying. Give me real data so I can make an analysis. But don't stop me from even talking about it in social media and on media and kicking me off. And every doctor who goes against the CDC, who's liars, the FDA, who, by the way, every drug that's ever been recalled was approved by the FDA. And I could go on. You're not convincing me that you really have my best interest in mind when you won't even let me ask the question. I've given this guy many facts. I'm not going to recap them, but I gave him many facts. Actual flu, 189 potential variants measured so far. 131 actual variants have been discovered. The worst flu epidemics have been far more deadly than the Wu flu, and there have been multiple strains of it. And I wrote about these flus and their killing ability, how many people died. And it is vastly more than anything to do with the Wu flu, particularly if they gave us the right data. That's what I'm talking about. Stop lying to us. Because that's what builds a conspiracy. And here's what's interesting. The real conspiracy is with government. They know it. These people, you ask a simple question. Hey, listen, how effective is the effectiveness of this, of the antidote, the cure, shouldn't be questioned. Are you kidding? We've given this shot to 10 million, 15, 20, 50, 100 million. Joe Biden actually said, do we have that clip? I think we have the clip. Here's what Joe Biden said, the number of people who've been vaccinated in America.
No, we have roughly 350 million people vaccinated in the United States and billions around the world.
There you have it, folks. The entirety of America and even more have been vaccinated, because last census we had 328 million people. So we got another couple of million. Kind of reminds me of the election. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Look, folks, I don't care what you decide to do in any decision you make in your life, but here's what I will tell you, and if you want to debate this, I'm happy to debate you on it. But decisions are generally better. It's better to make a decision when you know all the information. Now, if you want to debate me on it, please do. Give us a call, 844-551-8255, and then tell me, hey, Kevin, I disagree with you. I think decisions are better when they're made by other people for you, and you don't know any of the data. That's when a decision should be made. Yeah, just like the old saying, get a second opinion from your doctor. Why? Because you want, the more inputs you have, the better. That's the reason you do it. But the left don't want you to do it. They don't want you asking questions about this. They don't want, if you were to think of 131 times you could potentially be locked down because of Wu flu variants, do you think people would be, well, yeah, it's okay. I mean, let's go to lockdown number two because of the Delta variant, which, of course, isn't going to kill us, is least likely to kill us. Let me give you another fact, and this is what I wrote to the guy. More people under the age of 18 died of suicide than Wu flu in 2020. Yet, the Fed continues to pressure parents to vaccinate their youngsters. And this came from AIER, American Institute. I don't know what the ER is for, but it's the American Institute. Before COVID, an American youth died by suicide every 6 hours. Suicide is a major public health threat and a leading cause of death for those under age 25. One far bigger than COVID. And it's something that we've only made worse as we, led by politicians and the science, deprived our youngest members of society, who constitute one-third of the U.S. population, of educational, emotional, and social development without their permission or consent for over a year. Now, that's roughly 1,000 kids who died of suicide per year pre-COVID. It's higher now. They said, since the start of the pandemic 18 months ago in January of 2020, a total of 335 children aged 17 and under have died of the Wu flu, according to the Federal Centers for Disease and Center for Disease and Prevention, the CDC. 335 kids died in 18 months of Wu flu. That's it. So teens die of suicide at almost a 5-to-1 rate of that of the Wu flu, 335 deaths over an 18 months, which, by the way, is a rounding error compared to most deaths. If I said to you, the disease we're going to get is going to kill 335 youth, you'd say, well, while I feel sorry for 335 parents, that's a pretty small number. particularly when over 1,000 of them take their own lives. Now, I'll tell you, I couldn't find specific data on these numbers, but here's enough information for you to know you should not get your kids vaccinated. So this it was a report. It says this week's data for 12 to 17 year olds show a 15 year old boy. He got killed by Wu Flu, who previously had COVID, was diagnosed with cardiomyopathy in May of 2021 and died 4 days after receiving his second dose of Pfizer's vaccine on June 18th. He collapsed on the soccer field, went into ventricular tachycardia. Other deaths include two 13-year-old boys who died 2 days after receiving the vaccine, 13-year-old boy who died after receiving Moderna, three 15-year-olds, five 16-year-olds, and three 17-year-olds. Other deaths, what they're telling you. 2,323 reports of anaphylaxis among 12 to 17 years old, with 99% of the cases attributed to Pfizer, 406 reports of myocarditis and pericarditis, heart inflation, 402 cases attributed to Pfizer, etc. This is this week's report, folks. This week's report. But they don't want to give you the real data. They don't want to tell you how many kids are dying. I looked it up. In the California school system that supposedly has like 29 million children, I don't know the number, but I believe that's the number, and they had less than 6 deaths related to COVID, a.k.a. Wu Flu, Kung Flu. So, as I said earlier, You can pretty much see why parents aren't clamoring, oh my God, if my kid go back to school, it's dangerous for my sons and daughters. People are like, get my kid back in school, you lunatics. Where are you at on this? Maybe you don't have kids. What about your grandkids? Are you hearing that the parents, your children say, shoot, man, I want my kids back in school. This is insane. Because everybody I know is saying it. And we're in the midst of a pandemic. And we all want our kids back in school because we're smart enough to realize nothing's going to happen to them. And if you want to give them the shot, I promise you, more kids are dying of this vaccine than would die if they didn't take it. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
The CDC's internal data totally contradicts their claim that the vaccination provides substantial protection against the virus. There's no basis in the CDC's own data for this fake claim, and you won't see it anywhere in Snopes or Fact Check or anything. And it's a direct contradiction. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Well, we're not, I don't profess to be the person that knows it all. I'm going to give you all the information that I know. I will give you my take on it. And if you like it, great. If you don't, well, it's a big place. The world is a big place. The internet is a big place. Radio shows, there are many. Go find those that will give you the information you want. Despite vaccination providing, quote, substantial protection, universal masking is essential to reduce transmission of the Delta variant, the CDC says. This amounts to the claim, folks, that masks offer more protection than vaccinations. A claim that you know is false. Because as I said earlier, unless you're wearing an N95 mask, you are wearing a diaper on your face. And just like you can smell a fart through your jeans, you can get the Wu flu through that stupid mask because you can still smell through it. Unless, of course, you have the Wu flu and you can't smell. God, the stuff that we get fed, the lies that we get fed from the left, and then they propagandize it, man. They market their lies. They sell a lie. January 6th, there was the biggest riot. It's horrible. It was the worst insurrection in American history. And then they go sell it. Let's have a commission and find out what we did that we will never let people know that we actually did. Like with Russian collusion. Let's form a Russian collusion and let's go after Trump knowing that he had no Russian collusion and we were actually the ones colluding with the Russians. But let's make it look official. They'll never guess. And let's get our best guy, Bob Mueller. He's beyond reproach. Dude was a moron. Oh, hey, speaking of which, the morons and moronic things, the CDC document that I'm referencing says this. It says this. New research suggests vaccinated people can spread the virus. So you got people that are out there. Oh, no, me, I'm fully vaccinated. Let's all hang out together, the vaxxed versus the unvaxxed. By the way, we got a project coming up to really push that issue. You're going to love it. I hope you'll donate to support it. It's amazing. Anyway, so you're out there. You think, I'm the great washed. I've been vaccinated. Look at me. I can hang out with everybody. You go get Wu flu, and you think because you're vaccinated, all is good, and then you go give it to somebody who doesn't have it. Or, worse than that, you can still give it to a person who's got the Wu flu shot. That's what's really funny. Think about it. You're vaccinated. And you're a super spreader because you're going everywhere. And you know who you're hanging out with? More vaccinated people. And y'all keep spreading the germ around and because you can still get it. And you know, here's the irony of that. You may be the cause of the new variants. Wow. The CDC document says vaccinated individuals infected with Delta may be able to transmit the virus as easily as those who are unvaccinated. Let me just stop there and say, so why get vaccinated? Vaccinated people infected with Delta have measurable viral loads similar to those who are unvaccinated and infected with the variant. In other words, it does you no good. So why do you keep pushing it? The CDC document also says this, folks. Vaccine breakthrough cases are expected to increase as a percentage of total cases as vaccine coverage increases. So in other words, these vaccine breakthrough cases that they claim are rare are not rare. And the more people who get vaccinated, the more we're going to be spreading disease. Yeah, so the same thing with the unvaccinated. And you want to know what it's called? Two words, people. Pay attention to the Kevin Jackson Network, host of the show, Kevin Jackson. It's called herd immunity. Yep. Studies in Singapore and other countries show that 75% of new Wu flu infections have reportedly occurred in people who are vaccinated. CDC reports 74% of the new COVID cases in Massachusetts are in fully vaccinated people. Sooner or later, folks, this guy writes, perhaps the CDC and the NIH will consider whether there is a Delta variant or whether the variant is the illnesses caused by the vaccine. Have you thought about that? with the majority of what are now called new COVID cases or, quote, breakthrough cases in Singapore, the UK, Israel, and many other countries occurring among the vaccinated, certainly the circumstantial evidence is that the outbreak cases are illnesses caused by the vaccines. But if you propose that, well, you want to know what you're called? Huh? Huh? Conspiracy theorist? The irony, folks, is that the pandemic will likely turn out to be the product of the PCR test that is being withdrawn because of its high rate of false positives and inability to differentiate between the flu and the Wu flu, and the real outbreak is a result of injecting people with the Wu flu spike protein. In other words, the vaccination program created the very problem we're experiencing. That's what this guy theorizes. But instead of considering these likelihoods, the health agencies and big pharma shills are trying to achieve universal vaccination for profit reasons and are ignoring the evidence of mass outbreak of Wu flu among the fully vaccinated. I want to stop here for just a second and ask you this. You get everybody vaccinated. I don't know what it costs. They're giving away the shots now. We created billions of vaccines. Why? There's only a small number of Americans, 328. We've got three times the number of vaccines we need. Why? Oh, well, Kevin, it has a shelf life. Really? Is it that quick? Maybe you overestimate. Maybe you should have made some and then made a little more and a little more. The government is the only manufacturer who says, you know what? We don't know what we need. Make three times the amount. We may never sell it. And then you know what they did? Oh, ship it over to those third world countries. Let's look humanitarian. They shipped all these vaccines over to Africa, and the Africans said, I don't know what you think you're doing. You're not fooling me. I will not take your super shot. And they're not. But anyway, I want to go back to this thought thing I was going to say earlier. Whatever the cost is, if you've got to get a booster now for the rest of your life, what's the cost of that? If you just follow the money, it's pretty clear what they're doing here. Pay back to Big Pharma. It can be more sinister than that. If you were to ask me, Kevin, what's the scope of what they're doing? I would say, well, you could believe the government is benevolent and it really cares about your health, or you could believe that the government may later turn your lights out. It's in that spectrum. Now, I can tell you pretty much with certainty, the government is not benevolent, nor does it care about your health the way you think they do. Is it strictly looking to kill everybody with this vaccine at some point? The answer is no. But there are powers that be, and if I'm going to err, I would err on the side of the sinister nature of government. That's what I'm telling you. Because government wants to be able to control you. Same way they want smart meters in your house. Same way they want a breathalyzer in your car. The same way they want to monitor your vehicle, monitor your computer with the NSA being able to take over your computer system, etc. Government wants control. And it's getting it. He goes on, he says, what we are likely facing is a public health catastrophe entirely caused by Big Pharma. I wouldn't just say that. I'd give some credit to the Chinese, but to their greed and incompetent and corrupt public health agencies. That's what he's saying. The writer, that is. And I happen to agree. So when the guy says to me, Kevin, you got to tell people there's nothing wrong with this shot, whatever. I don't believe that. I got to tell people, here's all the data. You're smart. Many of you are smarter than I am in much of the things that you do for a living. Figure it out for yourselves. But I've figured it out. And I don't trust this government. I don't trust its numbers and anything that it's reporting. I don't trust that they really want to see conciliation of everybody in the country. And they have the best interests of both conservatives and leftists. Because if they did, we wouldn't be dealing with this kind of nonsense. I got to leave it there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.